Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein scores. Alvarado moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvarado tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Ellis scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Bill Butler now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins won. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Roof and he is out, Gomez applying the tag. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Hand's now pitching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hans. Bell moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to third. Darwin moves to second. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Darwin moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darwin scores. Soderholm scores. Holt moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Steve Bry pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing shortstop. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Ellis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Bell moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Duncan moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Ellis moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Gamble moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Spikes hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm moves to third. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Phil Roof. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Holt moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Borgman now catching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-4 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-4 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.